4:30 DGS. Dave Murray joins us with Fox 2. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys.
This is more like it. Today.
Yeah. Oh, wait till tomorrow.
No.
Oh.
Very
I thought
nice.
You meant the song.
Oh.
I thought you meant,
oh,
I thought
no,
you meant
no.
you
I
finally,
like this song.
I thought you meant you
I'm
finally had a song you liked.
I'm realizing there are very few good summer songs, I guess.
That would be your opinion.
Yes, it would.
I would disagree.
Twitter's going nuts for these songs.
Thank you.
No, they're not. Twitter. She carped you.
Play Counting Crows.
Good comeback. You're not as tan as you were yesterday. You had like 20 minutes of crazy tan yesterday. Rach thinks you were just cranked up. She thinks it was like
I think you were cranked.
Oh, yeah, I get cranking. Yeah, I get cranking pretty good.
It's what a stroke looks like in a handsome man.
Well,
he looks great.
Now we,
he never looked better than right before he died.
Yep.
Speaking of Twitter, you remember your whole thing about Quick Trip moving the cherry and the vanilla? And it was a, it wasn't it like a, it was like a soda, it was like a fountain soda.
Used to be.
And now it's the syrup.
Yes.
Somebody wants to know if you're okay with that. Like, are you okay with the change from a carbonated almost beverage
I don't like
to
it.
The syrup? Because this person said it screwed up the drinks for them.
I agree. I'm happy because I thought it was going away completely.
Right. But then
I was no longer going to have my Coke Zero cherry.
Right.
So I beggars can't be choosers. I'm happy to have the syrup, but I far prefer the old carbonated thing.
Gotcha.
Like Mark Close. What's he always say about the Jews? No. He always says change is bad.
Change is bad.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Okay.
Dave, you ever go to a QT?
Can make it a lot thicker.
I've never been to
one.
Remember, he's never been to one.
Never been to one.
Do you pump your own gas?
Yes.
Where do you go?
To the BP station right
to
down
the
street.
From where
the gas station. Dave Murray's super famous. He cannot be revealing
where
he gets his gas. That's
true. There'll be a line waiting.
It's the BP. It's the BP station.
When is Dave going to get here?
You would really enjoy Quick
Trip. Oh, you'd love Quick Trip.
Quick Trip's pretty
great.
That's
what I'm afraid of, though.
They're so great.
Yeah, you're going to run out of money at Quick Trip. Dave Murray lost his fortune one Coney dog at a time.
Mark, have you ever had a QT pretzel?
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Are you talking about from the actual, like...
From the kitchen?
Yeah, because the other ones you do is, like, they used to do the super pretzels.
Yeah, those were okay.
Oh, my God, those are brutal.
What do you mean? Yeah.
The super pretzel, the ones that come frozen, and they sell them, like, at the ballparks.
On a
and
rack.
Then they, and then they hang them in that little box, and they
around.
Go around in circles
they're
for, like,
hard.
Like, a week. Mm. Oh, those are brutal.
How's the QT pizza slices?
Chewy.
Have not had it.
They're okay.
Fantastic.
Oh,
for, I mean, for gas station pizza.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when they dropped off like 10 pizzas for us because we talk about them all the time?
I think I was
either
an
Atkins or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like their flatbreads. Those are good.
Corn dogs are good on the rollers.
I like their soda.
I pumped gas for a number of years growing up.
Is that a euphemism?
Station, obviously.
I was going to say. But...
And
here's that kid again.
I had to put that in there. And I guess because of those years and the people that I worked with, to think that they're also preparing food, I guess there's just a mental block for me just because of the years of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think the people that work in the QT kitchen are
probably not
the
on.
People
yes.
that
yeah,
work
they're kept
the,
separate.
Right.
Yeah, they're it's okay. a separate.
Plus, if
QT
one,
is extremely clean.
If there's one thing a QT guy's not doing, it's pumping gas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody's pumping gas.
Nobody
in QT.
Pumping gas.
That's
right?
correct.
Yeah. I like pumping my own gas.
Me too.
Doesn't bother me.
There's something nice about it.
I like the smell.
I like the smell too.
I love the smell. I love the smell of gas.
Yeah.
Close to making a Mark
Emoji face. No. I was just going to say that.
You don't like the smell of gas?
Not really, no.
I like the smell of paint.
Yeah.
Someone was painting at Chris's pancakes. Took a big whiff.
Of the person?
Yep. And then I said, oh, you're painting.
Hey, pal. Oh, yeah. Nice.
that's how I smell things.
I like the smell of crack.
Hey, Rach, do you like this cologne?
Love it.
So
it's no paint, but
is it still up and down roller coaster weather?
Yeah, it's kind of a neat pattern right now. We have this little low pressure system came out of Iowa. It's now in central Missouri and it's moving just about due east. It will come right across St. Louis, work its way over Illinois, but it will take all night and almost all day tomorrow to do that. It's kind of stuck. It's just drifting. And spinning around that, much like a little tropical storm, there's waves of rain and some thunderstorms. And that's what we will be in this evening and tonight and a good portion of the day tomorrow. It's not going to be doing it all the time, just like the spokes around a tropical storm. You get these breaks, and then it kind of moves back in again. The big thing tomorrow, 78 for the high temperature. That's the coolest high temperature since May 18th.
That's nuts.
That is nuts.
Love it.
So what's it get down to tonight?
Really good. About 65 tonight. Not a big drop tonight because there'll be a lot of clouds around.
Last night's sunset was amazing. Did you guys check it out?
No, I did not.
It was nothing. And then all of a sudden it was all peachy and yellow. I actually made Phoebe Glover come down out of her room playing Fortnite. And then it's funny, she said, let me take a picture. And she grabbed my phone, and she started doing all these crazy 13-year-old things. Like, she was touching the screen, and lightning bolts were happening.
She was probably making the picture look really cool.
Yeah, really cool.
There was, not last night, two nights ago, probably the brightest, most complete rainbow I've ever seen. Hmm. It started and ended. You could see the whole thing go up and all the way back down on each side, and it was brilliantly bright.
Dave, what
did
am
you
I?
Did you find the pot of gold?
I didn't. We didn't go. We didn't try to drive to the end.
Do you remember really? I really believed that. Do you remember really believing that as a kid?
Well, and what's funny about rainbows?
I'm a weather guy. No,
it was so. It was in the Target parking lot, which is even better. A Target rainbow is better. This is the best
the
rainbow.
Best
in the world.
Rainbow.
So.
That's when you know your wish is going to come true.
What's amazing
about it's a rainbow. They've been around since
years.
The beginning of time.
Since 1700.
Yeah. Like eggs.
Along with eggs.
Three decades at least. And they still stop everybody in their tracks.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
And there were people coming out, like the employees were coming out of the store because they were hearing about it. So everybody's going out to see.
Yeah.
Like, It's a rainbow, but and everybody's got their cameras up. Yeah. Everybody's taking pictures. Everybody's talking about it. You need to go outside and see the rainbow.
Dave, the last few nights, sun goes down, the western sky, you see the crescent moon and a super crazy bright star down.
Venus.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's Venus, yes. Actually, we're at the last quarter moon now, so the moon's going to be up a lot higher than Venus, but Venus just sparkling in the western sky in the evening.
And is today literally the longest day of the year?
No. It's because the Earth, speaking of
eggs. He tells us this every year.
That's right. It's shaped more like an egg than a perfect circle. So there's a little bit of a lag time, but we are in the longest daylight of the year now, but it lasts about 8 days or so. Sunset tonight is 8:29, and I think in a couple of days it's 8:30, and then we start losing time.
So, okay, explain this to me if you can. Last night at 9:15, I was outside, and it was still light. The sun wasn't up, but it's light.
Right.
It seems like in the winter, if the sun goes down at 4:48, it is dark at 4:49.
Right.
I agree with you. I can't explain it.
Okay. Damn.
Mark, that's a closest corner.
He's chomping at the bit.
I'll get on it. On it and get that taken care of for him.
He'll just fake it.
Go right ahead.
Oh. I don't know anything about what
that's
he just said,
that's
but
all right.
We talked earlier, I will be depressed. It's like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving as the days get shorter.
Yeah, I'd like to announce that I will be depressed.
He said 8 days, but
he said days, it'll stay at 8.
You'll
like
be depressed around the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I was like you until now. Now I know I have
new
a week to enjoy
life.
It.
Our country's birthday, and I will be depressed. Perfectly. Tell me if you think it's a good idea. More and more people, thank you, are taking out loans to go on vacation.
Terrible
idea.
I'm in.
Of course you are.
They're having an auction. It is a red 1962 Ferrari 250 GTO.
Is this still part of the...
No.
Man, you moved on from the vacation.
We move quick. Right? This has got nothing
to
do with
the
vacation.
You got to watch the paper movement.
The movement.
You almost never move quick.
Oh, no. I cover a lot of ground.
And it's got a stack there.
Absolutely. They're thinking this Ferrari will go far. $45 million. Highest price ever paid for a classic car. $45 million.
On to the next story already.
You think when you do that, even if you clearly have billions, think when you do that and all the excitement's over and you get it home and all your friends have seen it, you think you just go like, the hell did I just do?
I just got another
Why
car.
Why did I do that?
Yeah. Or do they even drive it? Do they just sit it like in a museum and not even drive it? Whew. Yeah. Tony?
I just go sell it.
No, no, I'm saying next story, Tony.
Oh, next. Okay.
Starbucks blames health and wellness for sagging Frappuccino sales.
It's health.
Screw
fault.
You.
That's not just
for Could Starbucks. All these healthy people don't want to drink a shake at 7 a.m.
Could Starbucks suck more?
No.
If Starbucks were a person,
yeah,
they would just be that person you've always known sucked, and then they just started sucking all at once. You're like, I knew it.
Next story.
No, that's sure. it?
He's Jeez. On his he's I'm, on his final
these,
paper.
These are giving you facts that you can take home and talk about at dinner.
I'll give you 2 minutes.
These are like random thoughts.
Thank you. Indonesian man.
Typically, it's like 28 minutes about water, and you're flying.
He's unpredictable.
I am, if anything.
Okay.
Indonesian man crushed to death by coffin at his mother's funeral.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, I did that story yesterday.
You did that story yesterday.
No, I did.
Tony did.
Oh. And it
Where was
one
I?
Of you two.
Where was
You're
I?
You're sitting right
Skip.
There.
Sleeping.
Oh, no, no. I was.
No, no, no.
I bugged
no,
out.
No, no, I wasn't.
Bugged out early.